I was born in East New York in the Brooklyn Jewish Hospital, and then was raised in Park Slope, Brooklyn, on 6th Street between 5th and 6th Avenue. During that time, we were sort of like the first mixed Latino family that moved into that block. And I come from a family of five of us. There's two sisters and a little brother that came along later. But when we, it was actually my two sisters and my mom and my dad when we moved in there. On the way home, we're walking and I'm holding onto my mother's hand and she has her purse. And I'm from across the street, these kids like run towards her. They throw an egg at her and they called her a nigger.
Oh my God.
And my mother just opened up her purse. She stopped for a minute and I was looking at her. I was like, we were all shocked. We didn't know what to expect. Opened up her purse. She took her handkerchief out of her purse, cleaned her face, took my hand and said, we belong here. It's their problem, not ours. Let's go home. I remember every day after school, we would have to sit on the stoop because that's what it's, you know, and hang out and play with each other. Nobody else wanted to speak to us. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Mom, you know, you're sending us out to play. Why are you doing that? You know, nobody wants to play with us. We're like aliens for some reason. I'm not sure. My mom said, you know what? Take your dolls. Take your sisters out there. This is your home. Don't worry about it. Things will change. And I'm so glad that we listened to her because eventually we went from being this, like, the new kids on the block that were, like, aliens to, like, the popular family where everybody, everybody who's anybody from all nationalities, I mean, that's what it felt like, was in our house. It was unbelievable. Her philosophy was when you work towards something, it will happen.